Hi, I'm Samu Qureshi. I live in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm a lifetime Redskin fan, and I'm the curator of the museum, which is the largest collection in the world of Redskins memorabilia. The reaction of people here varies, but I think most people are pretty blown away. My wife has described some of the people as squealing with delight, like little schoolgirls who are full-grown male adults. I have things like Joe Gibbs' headset from his first tenure in D.C., Vince Lombardi's cleats from when he coached the Redskins, his sideline cleats, Jack Kent Cook's hat, Mark Mosley's flat-toed kicking shoe. This is a Dick Stanfield's jersey. This is one of my favorite jerseys. It's a Charlie Taylor. This is Chris Samuel's throwback helmet. Got Mark Griffin's shoes here. It does have, I think, an impact on people. It's kind of crazy. One game I remember in particular was referred to as the seat cushion game against the Atlanta Falcons. It was just abysmal weather. And of course, I was cheered up by the fact that they were giving away seat cushions, which was a nice little giveaway with a Redskin logo and everything. I just couldn't stand the Falcons. They just had a lot of trash talkers, and we just started putting a whooping on them. and then when Gerald Riggs went in, you know, took it into the end zone towards the end of the game, you know, the place just erupted.
Well, we're getting showered by seat cushions and placards and everything.
I so wanted to be a part of that and throw my seat cushion, but I was so conflicted because I was like, oh, this is a piece of memorabilia. It's going to be like historic. It's going to be from the seat cushion game. I still have that seat cushion. Now I have probably another, you know, half dozen extra seat cushions from that game too that I've picked up along the way.
It's going to take him an hour to pick them all up.
I think my family and friends, I would say, are certainly amused by it. I think they probably think I'm a little bit whacked, but, you know, they're correct.